We're discussing chiropractic care in the pandemic on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to figures from the American Chiropractic Association, roughly 70,000 chiropractors nationwide treat more than 35 million Americans each year. And the profession, it has come under scrutiny in the pandemic for contributing to misinformation about the COVID vaccine. And we want to talk about that. Do you see a chiropractor? How often do you go? Do you get adjustments for a stiff neck or back pain or some other type of ailment? It's 800-642-1234. Chiropractor Chris Resch has a clinic in Neenah. He's president of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association. Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, Kate. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm looking forward to our conversation this morning.
Yes, thank you. You know, there has been this mounting concern that chiropractors are continuing to promote and spread misinformation about the pandemic, especially on social media. And this came to a head recently at a conference in the Dells. What is your reaction to what's going on in your profession?
Well, it is a hot topic, no doubt about that. It's on the minds of every American that is walking throughout business and companies and raising families. And yes, as you mentioned in the opening, I am the president of Wisconsin Chiropractic Association, and there's approximately 2,500 chiropractors in the state of Wisconsin. Not all of those chiropractors are members of the WCA, but what we like to say at the WCA is we do still represent all chiropractors in the state regarding information, education, and helping chiropractors thrive and then carrying on that to their patients and patient care. And yes, there was an AP article about another organization that sponsored a conference about the vaccination and about COVID. And it was promoted as to be very balanced information, bringing speakers in that were going to talk about the benefits of vaccinations and also other speakers that are nationally known that are very much anti-vax. I did not attend the program. And again, it was not a program that was sponsored by the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association. It was a program sponsored by another organization. And it was from what I hear, it was a little bit more it wasn't truly balanced information. It was probably more anti-vax information than anything. And then, of course, when it's being reported upon, the AP article talked a lot about the anti-vax nature of the content, and then even more extreme things that were not said at that conference that really get people's attention. And so I think the reporting was a little bit unbalanced as well. The AP article did interview our executive director, John Murray, who I think did a very nice job explaining the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association viewpoint on vaccinations, in which I want to make it very clear with you, Kate, that the WCA is very much vax neutral. We're not out there to tell people don't get the vaccination, and we're equally not telling people that you need to get the vaccination. We're very much vax neutral.
Should chiropractors be talking about it at all then? Should chiropractors be talking about the vaccine?
That's a great question. As you know, chiropractors are more naturopathic. We really promote health, wellness, fitness through nutrition, through movement, through exercise. Prescribing medication is not in our scope of practice in the state of Wisconsin. So we're not educated at the college level or even at the continuing education level of prescribing or allowed to prescribe any type of medication. So therefore, is the chiropractor the person to be talking about the most appropriate healthcare provider to talk about vaccinations and medications? My opinion is no. I think that is more in the realm of the allopathic profession with your medical doctor.
We're talking with Chris Resch, who is a chiropractor, president of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association. His practice is in Neenah. You can join in. How often do you go to a chiropractor? And has that changed in the pandemic? Should chiropractors be subject to vaccine mandates? 800-642-1234 to join in. Chris, I came across this journal article that was published last year in Chiropractic and Manual Therapies, the journal, and it concluded that COVID must be a wake-up call for chiropractors, quote, a call to action to eliminate the unethical and potentially dangerous claims made by chiropractors who practice outside the boundaries of scientific evidence. How do you feel about that statement?
So I'm not familiar with that article. So the article was basically stating that we need to stay in our lane. Is that pretty much what it's saying?
And in terms of the misinformation that was surfacing on social media about chiropractic, making claims that, like, you know, you can get an adjustment and boost your immunity, and you can get an adjustment and become less susceptible to getting COVID or spreading it.
Sure. Yeah. That also is a very hot topic. And so there is no magic adjustment to eliminate the flu or to make the flu go away faster. There's nothing that the World Federation on Chiropractic or the ACA has ever published stating that this is, you know, the magic, you know, chiropractic treatment to protect yourself from COVID. If you go to a chiropractor and the chiropractor helps you with back pain, neck pain, other joint pain that allows you to participate in healthier activities, like, you know, exercise, your job, and then you incorporate all the other things that I mentioned with nutrition, hydration, you know, all of those healthy things that we all like to do and try to do better. I do see a link to your immunity that way, and also with natural supplementation. But yes, the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association, and I would be very much willing to bet a high majority of chiropractors would agree with that statement.
How is chiropractic care being affected by the pandemic?
Well, it was highly affected, along with everyone else, back in March of 2020. I remember my wife and I taking our daughter down to Chicago to look for an apartment when she was going into grad school. And it was Friday, March 13th, and the buzz was really picking up about the pandemic. By the time we got home on Sunday, everyone was canceling vacations and masks were coming on and the NCAA tournament was being canceled. So like everyone else, chiropractic was very affected. And you have to keep in mind that probably 90% or even, you know, probably closer to 95% of chiropractors in the state of Wisconsin are also small business owners, or they work for a small business. We do have chiropractors that work for big box medical organizations. You know, Aurora applies employs over 100 chiropractors in the state of Wisconsin. But for most of us, we as small business owners, we had to roll up our sleeves and we have to be our own HR person, our own environmental health and safety manager for our practices. We have to look out for our employees. So we really leaned on the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association for education on how to respond and what are the CDC guidelines. So we had to anticipate the downturn in business because fewer people were coming in the doors. We had to make sure that we abided by all the state mandates as far as mask wearing and, you know, making sure that we're doing all the appropriate safety measures with cleaning and that type of thing. And optics matter, too. Patients are watching how you're responding to this. So are you following those state mandates? Are you doing the proper cleaning? Do you have the plexiglass up and all of those things? So we had to function that not only in how we take care of our patients, but also all of the small business items that go along with that. And then, you know, keep in mind that, you know, in chiropractic, we're a hands-on profession. So maintaining social distancing of 6 feet is not necessarily going to happen.
Not possible.
But we did do other measures, you know, like in our waiting room, we spread the chairs out more. A lot of us chose to keep the doors open for airflow, even while we're in our treatment rooms with our patients, during the non-confidentiality portions. And then we had to anticipate the possibility of a statewide shutdown with the stay-at-home order. And we were very thankful that Governor Evers respected our profession, realizing that chiropractors really help people in the workforce with the supply chain to keep our doors open, to allow patients to continue to see us throughout the shutdown. So again, very thankful for that.
How has the association followed CDC guidelines and applied those guidelines? Has it been clear along the way? What is your take on that?
Yeah, we constantly update our website on all of the latest and greatest information out there on CDC guidelines. Throughout the early time in the pandemic and then through the shutdown, we had several webinars on what we can do in chiropractic from a patient care standpoint and also from a business standpoint. So educating our members through our website and through seminars, webinars, that type of thing was very important at that time.
Wisconsin chiropractor Chris Resch with us on his industry, what he tells patients in the pandemic. Do you consult with your chiropractor about healthcare decisions? Have you opted to go to a chiropractor instead of a general practitioner in these times? What went into that decision? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Chris Resch here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing chiropractic care and the state of the industry on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The chiropractic profession focuses on the spine and other joints of the body and their connection to the nervous system. And this idea that when our body is in proper alignment, it has a better chance of healing. The journal Chiropractic and Manual Therapies, as I mentioned earlier, published a paper last year urging the profession to act in the best interests of patients and public health, viewing the pandemic as a, quote, call to action. What has your chiropractor told you about COVID? Did they urge you to get vaccinated or not? Join in 800-642-1234. Chris Resch leads the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association and is with us for about 9 more minutes. Chris, President Biden is requiring COVID vaccinations for about 17 million healthcare workers. In what situations might that include chiropractors?
Well, chiropractors that work in the big box medical establishments are strongly being encouraged, if they want to maintain their employment, to have the vaccination. So in those situations, it could be a financial decision to get the vaccination or not, regardless of their viewpoint of if they're pro-vax or anti-vax or somewhere in the middle, which a lot of healthcare providers are. At the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association, as I mentioned in the first segment, you know, we're vax neutral. So it's the opinion is you do you, me do me. Keeping in mind that a lot of chiropractors are vaccinated. And the state of Wisconsin has a reasonable exemption for vaccination decisions based on personal reasons, obviously medical reasons and religious reasons. And I would like to see that stay in play. So it's taken seriously. So if people really do have that reasonable exemption viewpoint, that viewpoint is honored.
I want to ask you about something in the practice. It's the use of static surface electromyography, that device that's used to measure electrical activity. And then you get this colorful readout with bars of your neck or your back or whatever. And some chiropractors use these machines a lot. Others don't trust them because they say you can't reproduce the results. How do you see these devices?
It's a tool that I did experiment with, and personally, I found it to be inconsistent, so I discontinued using it myself. So there's different philosophies in chiropractic. Some philosophies are based on spinal alignment. Some philosophies are a little bit more based on mobility and muscle balance and joint motion. And my practice of chiropractic is more based on the alignment, the mobility and the muscular balance and the joint motion. So I don't find that tool to be very useful.
What technology has changed in chiropractic care?
Well, when I started practicing 30 years ago, we pretty much utilized the chiropractic adjustment, or some people may call it the manipulation, as the sole source of what we do. And what's happened in the last 30 years is chiropractors have integrated several other tools, different modalities, and some of those would be like an electrical stimulation, physical ultrasound, And what I've really, really, really enjoyed seeing in the evolution of chiropractic in the last 30 years is incorporating so much more of an exercise base into what we do, because I'm a strong believer, and several chiropractors are in my camp, that if we can, enhance our healing, not only with the adjustment, but with the proper exercise techniques, encouraging our patients to be more active. Obviously, that's just going to help their lifestyle and improve our outcomes, and also help prevent relapse.
It feels so, like there's a lot of blend and crossover with physical therapy. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, 100%. I've had the pleasure of working with my wife, Carrie, for the last 30 years. She's a physical therapist, and in our practice, we employ 4 chiropractors, 5 physical therapists, and 2 physical therapy assistants. So yeah, incorporating physical therapy techniques into chiropractic has been great for our profession.
We're talking with Chris Resch, who's a chiropractor, president of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association, and you can join in. Have you opted to go to a chiropractor recently? What was it for? And what has your experience been with chiropractic care? Join in at 800-642-1234. Chris, I want to talk with you about insurance coverage, and some insurance plans say you have to have an active treatment plan for coverage of that visit or multiple visits. How do you see health insurance plans treating chiropractic care?
I think for the most part, very well. And we're very fortunate in the state of Wisconsin that chiropractic care is covered by third-party insurance plans, Medicare, Medicaid, and then like you mentioned, a lot of the larger insurance companies are very prominent here. And if we stay in bounds and abide by the guidelines that are set out with, like you mentioned, active treatment plans, and supply the patient with the care that they deserve, no more, no less, we're treated very well.
How often do you see patients able to use insurance versus paying full out of pocket?
If they have a diagnosis that is substantiated by a history and an examination, then it's most likely covered. I would say, I don't say all the time, but there are times we do get some denials in coverage, but that's usually cleaned up with proper documentation and communication. So high majority of the time would be my answer.
I want to look at the patient consumer side of this. How would you suggest someone searches for a chiropractor? How do you make sure a chiropractor is licensed? And how can someone be their best advocate, make sure they're not, falling for a far-fetched claim?
Well, I'm a big fan of word of mouth, to be honest with you, Kate. If you have someone that you trust, and they see a chiropractor and you trust their judgment, that's always a great place to start. Consulting with your medical doctor is also an excellent resource. 30 years ago, I didn't have a whole lot of referrals from medical doctors. Oftentimes, a medical doctor would tell my patients or a chiropractic patient, oh, we don't recommend chiropractic. And then it started evolving to then, well, if you're going to see a chiropractor, why don't you see this chiropractor or that chiropractor? Because I know their practice style and I trust them. To now, we receive medical referrals, if not daily, definitely weekly. So it's really come a long way. And to see if a chiropractor is licensed, you can look that up at the state level online. You can see if they've got any offenses against them. And like I said, back to the word of mouth. I'm not a big fan of seeing who has the fanciest website. That's not really a great way to research the chiropractor. It's always good to look at. And then, if you go to a chiropractor, does the recommendations make sense? All right. So if you have an exam and the chiropractor recommends 5 or 6 treatments, and then we're going to reassess the situation, measure your progress. And if you're getting better, it might take a few more treatments. If you're all better, then we'll discontinue care. And if you're not better at all, we'll incorporate some other practice, possibly working with your primary care doctor or a specialist. or order more diagnostic tests that are outside of our office.
So what what I hear you saying is always look for that forward progress. What is that next step we're trying to get to here?
No doubt. If you go to a chiropractor 5 or 6 times, you should be seeing some progress. It's not going to take us 25 visits to figure out that we can or cannot help you.
Yeah. Chris, very quickly here, because we're almost out of time, what are some of the things that are popping up in the pandemic that people come in to address? Because so much work from home now.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Early on in the pandemic, during the stay-at-home order, we had so many patients coming in because they're working at home. They've got their laptop at the kitchen table. So the height of the computer isn't proper. The chair isn't the best. Or maybe they're working on their laptop from the couch or still in bed. So posture and working were definitely a factor that still goes on today because plenty of folks are still working from home. And what we found when the stay-at-home order ended, our practice just exploded. In August of 2020, that was the busiest month we ever had in patient volume. So I think patients were going to facilities for their musculoskeletal care where they knew there weren't going to be other infected people. So they weren't necessarily going to the hospital. They were going to private practice.
Chris, thank you for joining us. Chris Resch, chiropractor in Neenah, president of the Wisconsin Chiropractic Association. News update is next on the Ideas Network.